Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Erevin Perik Ches, Mishnah Vav, Bar Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. We have a bar, a pit, which they used to use to keep water inside, called a cistern, Shebein Shtei Chatzeres, that is in between two courtyards. One half of the pit is in one courtyard, and the other half is in the other courtyard. Now, what separates the courtyard? So let's say that there's a wall that runs across. The wall runs across the top of this pit. If I was standing on top of this wall and I leaned over, I would see water on one side, water on the other side. Now, come Shabbos, each one is coming out to draw water from their side of the pit, so to speak. So the Mishnah, ain't memalim yimeno b'Shabbos. You can't draw water from this on Shabbos, because the water is like all mixed up. It's one pit underneath. So you're taking from the water from the other courtyard, they're taking from your courtyard. Ela im kein, unless, asu lo mechitza gavaya asara tvachim. Unless we make a partition over here, high 10 tvachim, bein milmaila. Milmaila would mean as follows. 9 tvachim of the mechitza are above the water level, with 1 tefach at the bottom into the water, bein milmata, or the other way around. 9 tefachim are into the water, and 1 tefach protrudes on top. Bein mitach agnai. Or, a third option is that you have a mechitza running inside the bar, within the walls of the bar, even though it's not touching the water at all. But the mechitza is built in the rim of the cistern. So that's enough to separate it. Again, if I'm going to touch the bottom of this mechitza, it may not even be wet. It's above the water level. But the top of the mechitza doesn't come up on top of the pit. It's level with the top of the pit. It's within the rim. So basically, the Tanakhama is giving us three options. A mechitza that's 9 tefachim on top, 1 tefach into the water. Or a mechitza that's 9 tefachim into the water, 1 tefach on top. Or a mechitza that's built in the rim of the pit, and it doesn't touch the water at all. This not touching the water at all is based on a kula when it comes to Erevin, called good achis, that we assume as if it's coming down, even though it's not mamish coming down. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, well, you have to know who holds what. Beis Shammai Oimrim, the Beis Shammai say Malmata. 9 tefachim of the mechitza have to be into the water with one above. Beis Shammai Oimrim, the Beis Shammai say Malmaila. 9 tefachim on top and 1 into the water. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, I don't understand. What makes these two courtyards two courtyards? Maybe it's one big courtyard. You tell me that there's a wall that's running across. And this wall goes over the pit. So Rabbi Yehuda, if that wall is good enough to separate the two chatzeres, so it should be good enough to separate the water, even though it doesn't go into the rim of the pit at all. But the Batanura tells us that the halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Quickly chazing over our Mishnah, we have a cistern that's a pit full of water that runs in between two courtyards. There's a wall that goes over it that separates the two courtyards. Well, you can't use this on Shabbos because each side is like using the other one's water, unless you have a mechitza, a special mechitza that is made high 10 tefachim. It could be 9 tefachim above the water level, 1 tefach into the water, or 9 tefachim into the water, 1 tefach above, or it can run inside the rim of the bar, and it may not even have to touch the water at all. Shimon ben Gamliel says that according to the Beis Shammai, it has to bedafka be 9 tefachim into the water, 1 tefach on top. According to the Beis Hillel, it has to be 9 tefachim on top, 1 tefach inside. And Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not necessary. The very wall that separates the two courtyards that runs even above the rim is also enough to separate the water.